At the end of January, we wanted to have a conversation about why organic milk farmers in Vermont suddenly found themselves struggling with low prices for their product, much like conventional dairy farmers in Vermont. We quickly discovered that there was no one who could better explain the workings of the industry than Bob Parsons, extension economist with the Department of Community Development and Applied Economics at the University of Vermont. Bob graciously agreed to visit our VPR studios for the interview, and not long after that also helped VPR's John Dillon with a follow-up story. What we didn't know at the time was that Bob Parsons was suffering from cancer, and just a couple of weeks after speaking with us, he passed away. One man who knew Bob Parsons well is Terry Bradshaw, research assistant professor and director of UVM's Horticultural Research and Education Center. And Terry, thank you so much for speaking with me this morning.
Well, thank you.
You were moved enough by Bob's passing to write a blog post about his contributions. And I want to know first, how did you get to know Bob and what was it like having him as a colleague?
Yeah, so I got to know Bob initially when we collaborated on a research project maybe 10 or 12 years ago. We're often working, trying to bridge cross disciplines, and Bob came in. You know, I work as a horticulturalist mainly, and a little bit in pest management, and we needed somebody with this pretty long term, fairly high investment project to make sure that we were counting things that needed to be counted right. So Bob was the ag economist that came in on this project that went for 9 or 10 years studying organic apple production in the state. And so he was a colleague throughout the entire stretch of that project. And then once we got to know one another, we collaborated, not really formally, but around campus. You know, we would chat. We had a similar sort of mindset. And so he started to invite me to come into his dairy management seminar and give some guest lectures, kind of from the viewpoint of somebody who's farmed and some of the issues that you know, students might face when they get out and start farming themselves.
You know, that blog post that I read that you wrote about Bob said that at one point he asked you to take over one of his classes at UVM. And what did he tell you when you expressed some reservations about doing that?
So this is the class I'm teaching this semester on agricultural policy. And I took this same class. In fact, I have my notes sitting on my desk from 24 years ago. And Bob had an interesting style of teaching, and students really were drawn to him because he was a very different professor than you typically get. I mean, he was a farmer from the beginning, and he spoke in a very, you know, clear kind of down-to-earth tone. But behind that, he knew his policy, particularly dairy policy, but ag and commodity policy, frontwards and backwards. And so he was known for sitting on the table at the front of the classroom, almost never having any slides or PowerPoints going, and just speaking right off the top of his head, and actually using this as a time to kind of confront students in some of their preconceived notions about what farming was like. And I said to Bob, I said, Bob, I can't do that. I can't, I know enough about growing apples and, you know, a little bit about dairy, but I can't rattle on about policy like you can, especially off the top of my head. And he turned to me and he said very clearly, he said, Terry, these students need to hear from a farmer. And that's why I'm asking you to teach this class. And it meant a lot that he wanted to ensure that, you know, as students leave here and work within the farm system or the food system, that they somewhere got got word or got the sense from somebody who's actually been down there and had manure on their hands.
Yeah. That must have given you some great confidence too, knowing that he really believed in you and said, you know, you've got the farming experience. These students need to hear from you. That's a wonderful story. And, you know, Terry, you really nailed it when you talked about how good Bob was at explaining these very complex workings of the dairy industry, why milk prices rise or fall, for example, and really explain them in very clear language for anyone to grasp. That's why we wanted to talk to him when we did these organic milk stories. You know, his background obviously had him steeped in this kind of knowledge. What was he like, just as a person, maybe away from the classroom, though? You know, was he a friendly guy? Was he kind of stoic like a Vermonter? Do you have a sense of humor? Or
yes, on all of those. So, he was. There was a time in my life. I'm a seventh generation Vermonter. There was a time when I felt like we had to have a pretty tight door for who we called Vermonters. And he wouldn't have fit that just based on the number of generations. But I've since loosened that up as the state demographics change and as the spirit of people. There's something gets to you when you come here, and he certainly embodied every bit of what I think of as a Vermonter. Dry humor, that dry wit, reminds me of my grandfather. Talk less and say more. Although, mm-hmm. when you got to chat with Bob, sometimes talk less wasn't necessarily on the agenda. But he had a real firm grasp, not just of anecdotes, farm anecdotes, which he could rattle off all day long, but also the policy and the numbers and the real knowledge behind it. So he had quite a balance of things. He was, I think, cherished being a little bit of a contrarian, and like I say, pushing buttons with students and even with faculty, make them question their assumptions of the way things were on a farm, and he wasn't afraid to be questioned himself. So it's interesting that Bob became this authority in the world of organic milk production. He certainly was far from an organic kind of new Vermont guy.
and he had quite the work ethic too, it sounds like, because it sounds like he was working right up till the end. Did he let anyone even know that he was sick?
Well, those of us in the circle knew he'd actually been sick for a couple of years and had fought it quite well. But I could tell when he went, just the fact that he called me into his office to ask me to initially just help him out, just co-teach this class. I knew that was his way of saying, I need you to take this. The story I've got about how dedicated he was right up to the end was Monday, 5 days before he passed away, he was helping a student of mine, now was supposed to be a student of his, do his taxes. And I can't imagine how complicated an undergraduate student's taxes are, but, Bob invited him over to his house and showed him the program to use and walked him through it. Dedicated right up to the end. Dedicated not just to his work, but to his family. He's going to be quite a guy to miss.
Terry Bradshaw is a research assistant professor and director of UVM's Horticultural Research and Education Center and a friend and colleague of the late Bob Parsons, who died recently after a battle with cancer. Terry, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.